You've heard that time is money. Well, consider this an investment on a way to building wealth that's always right on the money. We're sitting down with local experts that all have a mind for money.
Hello and welcome to A Mind for Money with Citizens Bank. My name is Timmy Stanifer, and as always, I am your host. And today with me, I have Beth, and we're going to be talking all about the exciting world of HSAs and FSAs and what it means to have either of those accounts and who qualifies for those types of accounts. We're at that time of year where a lot of people are looking into different options for what they want to do for healthcare for the next year. So it might be a little late for this discussion. You probably have already picked what you want to do, but maybe you haven't, and hopefully we can answer some questions, even if you have picked the healthcare plan that you're going to do. So Beth, yeah, it's great to have you with us. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do here at the bank.
Sure, great. My name is Beth Kaiser. I've been with the bank, Citizens Bank, for 15 years. Started as a teller, I've moved my way up to now I'm a branch manager. So awesome. I manage the Eastbrook branch in East Troy.
Awesome. Yeah. So she'll be a great resource for us as someone who opens HSAs for people, but has also had insurance herself and, has decided for herself multiple times which one is right for her and how to manage her own HSA. So let's just get right into it here and just start from the very top to define what is an HSA and what is an FSA and what are the differences between them? Like what do they do really and what can you use them for?
Sure. HSA stands for Health Savings Account. FSA stands for Flexible Spending Account. Mm-hmm. They work both very similarly in that to qualify for each account, you do have to be enrolled in a high deductible healthcare plan. The biggest difference between the two is an HSA, you can contribute, you and your employer can contribute to that account, where the FSA, it has to be tied to an employer. Mm-hmm. So the employer would offer that as part of their benefit package.
Yeah, but anyone in an HDHP or high deductible healthcare plan can have an HSA, correct?
Correct.
Okay, awesome. So I guess what would you pay for with the HSA or FSA? What are you saving for with those accounts?
Sure, with that savings account, yeah. And medical expenses, mm-hmm, is the easiest answer. What you can use that money for is the insurance premium a lot of times, if it's a medical insurance, obviously. Any medical bills, anything medically necessary, prescription drug plans or prescription drugs, dental care, vision care, things of that nature.
Yeah. So, these are what the IRS call, qualified medical expenses. Correct. is the term that is used for these things. So can you then touch on maybe some of the things that wouldn't qualify to be paid for out of these accounts?
Sure. Yeah. Non-medically necessary. So cosmetic surgery, mm-hmm, controlled substances, child care, things, mm-hmm, like that would not be covered under the flexible spending account or the HSA.
Yeah. Gotcha. So not everyone can have an HSA. And not everyone can have an FSA, as you mentioned. That specifically is an employer sanctioned. But can you talk to us a little bit about who can have an HSA and then also who can contribute to an HSA? Because it's actually a little bit different. It's not one and the same, just having it and contributing to it.
Sure. Yeah, as long as you're enrolled in a high deductible healthcare plan, you are eligible to open an HSA account. Mm-hmm. As far as who's contributing, you can certainly contribute. Many employers also contribute. I think it's about 80% of employers will contribute to their employees' HSA. Mm-hmm. There is a yearly contribution limit. Mm-hmm. So for 2023, for a single plan, it's $3,850. For a family plan, if you have family coverage on that insurance, it's up to $7,750 in a year. Mm-hmm. Lot of money that you can put in those accounts, but mm-hmm, sometimes there's lots of medical bills.
Yeah, I guess it depends. Yeah, it depends on your specific situation. And so what are the, other benefits to something like an HSA or FSA? Obviously it's good to set money aside to pay for these things, but why would someone want to use an HSA or an FSA to pay for these medical expenses?
Sure. A tax benefit. Mm-hmm. Tax benefit is huge for these kind of accounts. If your employer is making the contribution, it's pre-tax, mm-hmm, money going in. If you're contributing, it's tax deductible. So when you're filing your taxes at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's, you know, that's the big draw besides the employer helping contribute to something like an HSA. Getting that tax deduction is definitely a big thing. So, you know, say you've built up an HSA or an FSA. What happens when you get to the end of the year with both of those, that money that you've built up over the year? Does that money go away, or can you use it in the next year? What happens with those accounts?
Well, yes and no. Yes, it goes away, and no, it doesn't. It depends on what kind of account you have. So with the HSA, the health savings account, that money is yours. Once it's in that account, it's yours to spend. Rolls over from year to year, so you can continue to increase the balance in that account if necessary. The FSA, however, it's a use it or lose it. So if you do not use it by December 31st, it's gone.
Yeah. Gotcha. So as you mentioned, that HSA money stays there from year to year. So does that mean if I change insurance companies, or if I change employers, or maybe even if I change from a high deductible to a low deductible plan, is that money still in there for me?
That money is still there for you. Yeah.
Awesome. What about if I were to retire, or, you know, what happens to that money in the HSA if I were to retire?
Sure. If you retire and then you are eligible for Medicare, that money in the HSA is still there. It's still there for you to use. Mm-hmm. You just can't make any future contributions to the account, because it would not be a high deductible insurance plan.
Yeah. And so that's the key distinction. And that's a good point to bring up, is you can only contribute in the years that you are in a high deductible healthcare plan, but that money in that HSA is still there in years that you aren't. And you can still pay for things out of it in years that you aren't. You just can't add more money to it in the years that you aren't in that high deductible healthcare plan. So we've already, you know, kind of touched on some of the key difference between the HSA and the FSA. You know, the HSA is not tied to your employer. It's for you to have. The money that you build up is there year to year, and the FSA is tied specifically to your employer. It's a use it or lose it plan, and that can change year to year depending on what your employer is offering. So can you have both an HSA and an FSA at the same time?
There are instances where you can. You'll want to make sure you check with your HR department to make sure that you can. It's rare, but it can happen.
Okay. Gotcha. So then in the case where, you know, I got my insurance at the end of the year, I'm deciding for the next year, I'm going to get the high deductible healthcare plan, but my employer is offering either an HSA or an FSA for me. What would you recommend to most people to go with if they have to pick between an HSA and an FSA?
Sure. There's not an easy answer for which one to choose. But what I do recommend is sitting down and building out your expenses. What is the insurance premium cost on both plans, high deductible or low deductible? What would be the deductible amount that you would pay out of pocket should you meet that deductible? What's the maximum out of pocket that you'll pay for that insurance? Different things like that. Make a list of which one is better for you. And also talking with your tax advisor.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's a good option whenever you're doing anything that has tax deductibility and tax implications. And one thing I don't think we touched on yet, but is a good thing to mention specifically about the FSA is how it's kind of front loaded, where, you know, you commit to an amount that you're going to contribute during that year, but that money is available for you to spend right away in the beginning of the year. So one of the things you could consider is if you know you're going to have a big medical expense right away at the beginning of the year, and you don't have your HSA built up yet to pay for that, the FSA, if you're committing to a dollar amount to put into it for a year, that money will be there for you right away at the beginning of the year, but you'll just keep, you know, contributing towards it throughout the year to make up that total amount.
Correct.
So that is another interesting factor that differentiates the two, is that the HSA, you have to have had the money saved up before the billed medical date, before you can pay for something. But with the FSA, that money gets put into your FSA, your spending account, right at the beginning of the year. And if you have a medical expense right away at the beginning of the year, you can pay for it out of that FSA.
Correct.
So let's just get into some of the do's and don'ts here about FSAs and HSAs. And just to reiterate a little bit about what we were talking about. First big one, do make sure that with your employer or your insurance company that you qualify for an HSA or an FSA. The HSA qualification is specific to just being part of a high deductible healthcare plan. And you can figure that out for yourself if you qualify for one. The IRS says that anyone whose annual deductible is $1,500 or greater on an individual plan or $3,000 or greater on a family plan that does count as a high deductible healthcare plan. But you can just confirm with your employer. They should know if you're in a high deductible healthcare plan or not. And obviously the FSA has to be sanctioned and run by your employer. So you really need to make sure that they offer that before you bank on using it. I would say don't spend your HSA or FSA money on things that don't count as qualified medical expenses. It seems kind of like a no-brainer. But if you're not sure, you can consult. There are some publications from the IRS that show what count as qualified medical expenses. Or just, again, ask your HR department, maybe a tax advisor, if you're unsure if you're making a big purchase on something, if it should or would or would not count as a qualified payment out of either of those accounts. I would say do make sure to contribute and take advantage of employer contributions in years that you can contribute to something like an HSA, because that is a tax benefit to you. And I would say that most people like to pay the least amount of taxes possible. So, and I would say don't contribute to the HSA in years where you can't contribute. It's in that same vein. You know, make sure you are in a year where you are in a high deductible healthcare plan before you're doing any sort of contributions to your HSA. And also just keep a close eye on those limits. Make sure you're not exceeding those, because there can be tax consequences if you do exceed any of those limits, or there's tax consequences or penalties if you're spending it incorrectly. So just be careful. You know, you don't need to be scared to use these accounts. Just always feel free to double check. It's better to check into these things beforehand rather than do something wrong and then have to make up for it after the fact. That's just kind of the case with any finance thing for the most part. That's one of the big things we reiterate, is just do your research beforehand and it'll really save you some pain in the long run.
Right.
So Beth, do you have any closing thoughts though on these accounts or you know, anything we talked about here?
Sure. Yeah. One other thing actually that just popped in my mind is with the HSA, because it is a tax account, mm-hmm. you do have until tax day to make contributions. So mm-hmm. if it's past December 31st and you didn't meet your contribution limit for 2022, you actually have until tax day of 2023 to make what we call previous year contributions.
Yeah.
So
because you haven't filed your taxes yet for that year. Yeah.
Right.
And that's something, again, you can check with your accountant to see, oh, have we maximized our contributions? Should we be maximizing our contributions? Things like that. And yeah, the other thing I would mention is I did briefly mention those IRS publications. The numbers to those, IRS publication 502 and IRS publication 969 are the two that outline what is an HSA, and then also what counts as a qualified medical expense and how those things work, who qualifies for those. But yeah, with that, Beth, we thank you so much for coming with us on this journey through HSA and FSA talk, and you know, shedding some light on what ends up being to a lot of people a pretty complicated topic, but something that a lot of people end up using one of these accounts is really common. From just, I guess, completely anecdotal evidence, I think a lot of people that I know are on a high deductible healthcare plan. So it's just good to know what these accounts are and maybe shed some light on some of these things that people just had questions on but don't really know how to ask, because it's a weird, complicated type of account.
Yeah. It was my pleasure being here today. Any questions, if you can't find it on the IRS website or not really comfortable going there, stop in the bank. Come see me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Talk to your banker, ask them questions, and they can always point you. If they can't answer it, they can point you in the right direction for sure, too. So with that, if you have any questions, feedback, if you have any suggestions for future episodes, send it to me directly at heytimmy@amindformoney.com. That's HEYTIMMY @amindformoney.com. And we thank you so much for watching and listening, and hope you have a great day.